How y'all doing? It's been a while. Happy New Year's. I hope that you had a great and awesome New Year. I hope that this virus or whatever pandemic that we are still in is not truly affecting you. But let's just do a recap of 2021. Before I even jump into it, I want to say I apologize. I think I said that last time. And I truly, deep down inside, do apologize for not being consistent in delivering everything to y'all. As we all know, the pandemic is still around. As we know that the virus is still attacking us and is getting very, chaotic. That's the word I'm looking for, chaotic. The numbers of people being effective, I believe is 1 out of 4 people are being effective with the new Basie strand. But enough about that. I want to talk about 2021. I hope 2021 was a good year for y'all. For me, I know if y'all saw a lot of, you know, memes and posts, 2021, a lot of people said that it was more of a testament of friendship, relationship, and I think love or something like that. I'm not really technically sure, but I know it was like a testament to your friendship or some type of relationship that you had in your life. And I agree. I definitely agree. You know, there was a lot of ups and downs for myself, a lot of setbacks, a lot of things that definitely put things in perspective for me to stay focused on. And I need to make sure that I don't lose sight of my true vision and where I want to take my vessel and not keep jumping ship on what's the next adventure that somebody come up with. And that's something that I had to sit down and truly, truly, you know, talk to myself with. But enough about that. 2021, listen, this channel is going to redirect itself back to relationships, but not just the relationship as couples, but relationships with ourselves. We need to focus on ourselves. We need to truly dive deep. We need to look ourselves in the mirror and have a real heart-to-heart talk like, yo, who are you? What you want? And the main thing, hold yourself accountable for all your actions. Everything that you want in life, yo, it's up to you. Every setback, depending on what choices you make in life, you got to take some type of responsibilities for that. You know, every choice that you make won't be a best one, or sorry, it won't be a great decision, but you have to take, you know, full responsibility. Like, okay, this might have been a bad, you know, investment. I fucked up on that, you know. Getting into this relationship when I know I should have been healing and taking time to focus on myself, and now things went sideways because I wasn't 100% invested into it. I have to take responsible, you know, for that. You know, quitting that job that I think that I was bored at because I just didn't want to work hard, and now I'm in this low-paying job that is basically giving me shit. And realize that my old job wasn't that bad. You know, again, there's a lot that can go into it, but we definitely have to take full responsibilities for who we are as a person. And I see this a lot with a lot of people, that a lot of people trying to be something that they're not. Let me tell you, if you haven't heard the same before, listen to me, listen up. Everybody else out there is taken. Stop trying to mimic. Stop trying to duplicate. Stop trying to be something that you're not. Be yourself. Love yourself. Embrace who you are. You are unique. You are powerful. You are beautiful. You are handsome. You are everything that is everything you are. You are that powerful. But the world and yourself will never know how beautiful or how handsome or how strong you are if you keep trying to be like something else. So With that said, I definitely want to just, the recap itself is more so just, I don't want to like dive all the way into 2021 on all the bullshit that happened, you know, all the ups and downs and stuff like that. I just wanted to say just 2021, listen, it was a testament. It's gone. Now we're in 2022. Now it's time to really dive deep. It's time to bounce back if you had a setback. And it's time to get yourself off that couch. If you've been on the couch for a good little while, time to get up now. Whatever the case may be, whatever 2021 did to you, yo, that shit's gone. This is 2022. It's a whole new year. And before I go, I want to talk about the word resolution. A lot of people put in these New Year's resolution on I want to change. That's awesome if you stick to it. A resolution is to resolve a problem to a situation that is happening. Okay. Most of the resolutioners that makes these grand gestures of I want to change have good intention, but don't have the discipline to stick to it. I want you to really write down this word, text it to yourself, put it somewhere that you can look at it every single day. The word is discipline. A lot of people look for the word motivation or the feeling of motivation, but exactly what I just said, it is a feeling. Sometimes I feel like doing something, sometimes I don't. Okay. Sometimes I feel like I want to wake up and tackle the world. Sometimes I don't. That's where we lose sight, is when we invest into a motivation that's based off a feeling in that moment. But if you be disciplined on I'm going to achieve this goal, I'm going to get to my fitness goal, I'm going to write that book, I'm going to start that new job, whatever the case may be, I'm going to be disciplined enough and diligent enough to continue out on my task, even when I don't feel like it. If you can give yourself 25% that day, awesome. You gave yourself 25%. If you can give yourself, you know, 40%, 30%, 100%, whatever, do something each day to reach to your goals. That's discipline. Don't fall off. Trust me. Listen to me. Don't fall off. This is a whole new year. If you want to make that resolution, you want to make that happen, you got to be disciplined. So I want to break down what the new year podcast, you know, lineup is going to be like. You know, the first segment is going to be about ourselves, you know, relationships with ourselves. You know, we're going to sit down and talk about who we are as a person. You know, number two is going to be love. You know, do we love ourselves? You know, what do that mean? Like, how do that look? You know, sex. What do sex mean to you? Okay. What do that look like? You know, sex is a very taboo thing, especially in the United States. It's time to really take the veil off that. We need to pull the Band-Aid off that and talk about that. You know, stress is going to be one of them. Family, relationship, business, the roles in our relationship, kids, and the mindset that we have. So that is the lineup that is basically for this segment. Hope y'all still rocking with me. Like I said, I'm going to do a lot better and give y'all more and more of me. So just stay tuned and have a great day. And I'll talk to you next time. Or actually, technically, sorry, I won't talk to you. You will hear me next time. And stay safe out there. Until next time, I'll talk to you.